Right, the Gunner Shabbos. So today's the Erev Shabbos Bereish. It's also the Bereish of his yard site. So we're in a piece from Kedusha Slavi, Makasha, Sels of the Tzaddik. Lichtig Erev Shabbos, Lichtig Shabbos. Good beginnings. So it says, he quotes the Medrash. Medrash says, B'Shas Priyas Oilam, when Hashem created the world, Emes Omer, Al Yivra. So the Mid of Emes said, it's not Kedai to create the world because the world is full of Sheker. So Ma'as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did Rabbanu Shalom do? So he didn't just ignore Emes. Hishlich emes arza. He threw emes to the ground. Shenemar emes me'eretz titzmach. The emes has to grow from the earth. Why is the emes all the way in the earth? Because Hashem threw it to the earth because it claimed that the world shouldn't be created. So posh b'shat, like Hashem is like punishing emes or something like that, or pushing it to the side, throwing it to a low place. So he says like this, haklal. Ki adam shushak, when a person that's not emestic, any yachalasek afil bezel ha'ilam. Not only if a person is not emistic, are they not able to serve Hashem properly, it's a chasar in their avodas Hashem, but even in this world you can't function. Kimishu shakran, someone who's a liar, ain't words in lasa see mafil masa matlan dabrim, no one's going to do business with them, no one's going to want to talk to the person. If a person's a liar, if they can't be trusted, they're not going to be able to function in this world. Ubemes, he says, so it's an interesting thing. Bashar mitzvahs, when it comes to other mitzvahs or other milas, other good midas, I feel like Shadam ain't a Makayim Chas V'Shalom. Even person doesn't fulfill them. Afalpik and Yochalasik Biska is a Ha'ilam. You can still survive. Person, you know, something a little bit lack of Chesed. You could still, you know, people still do business with you if you're good at business and so on. But Emes is not like that. Ub Emes Lamakain. So why is it Taka like that? Shabloy Emes any Yochalasik. I feel basic Oilam Hazah. Without truth, not only does a person not have a Vadis Hashem, but a person can't even function in the world without Emes. Again, we don't find this by other midas, other mitzvahs. So Haklal, the answer is ki emes u madrega gedola, because emes is a really, really big madrega, and it's very important. Veina babanakal, and it doesn't come easily. And avodas Hashem to be emestic. And if it would be possible for the world to exist without truth, even down here, there will be nothing motivating a person to push so hard to find truth. In order to find emes, you have to push yourself very, very hard. So you need a lot of motivation to do that pushing. What's the motivation? Without emes, you can't even function in this world. The person wouldn't force themselves to get to emes at all. Therefore, Hashem made the world. Emes, without truth, a person can't survive, can't thrive for sure, even in this world. Through that reality, which forces a person, compels a person to dig deeper, you're forced to find the quality of truth. And once you have that quality of truth in Olam Hazeh, certainly you'll have it also in Avodas Hashem. And that's the meaning of the Medrash. Emes said, don't create the world, because the world is full of shekers. So what did Hashem do? Hishlich emes arza. He threw emes to the ground. He can't, even in Eretz, even in Olam Hazeh, you can't function without emes. Shagam ba'artzias lo yiskayim b'lei emes, and that will force people to be machshev, that mid of emes, and to connect and to become the mid of emes, which will then carry over and avoid the Hashem too, because it's absolutely vital in the next world and in this world as well. And because it's so vital, that's why Hashem makes it so necessary. Okay, that's what's ironic. The Bradishah, where people think, oh, you know, he was the defender of the Jews, even things that were not so nice, he always saw a positive spin on it. So you think of it as like, it wasn't MS, it was just like sort of he's whitewashing it. No, the Ditcher is very MS-ed. His name is Levi Yitzchak. Levi Yitzchak are names that are associated with Midav Din and Gevura. Levi is Midas HaDin, Kayan is Chesed, and Levi is Din. Gevur Yitzchak is also Midas HaDin. So his whole name means Midas HaDin, and his whole Avaida was everyone's good, everyone's a tzaddik. The answer is because that was coming up, he did. It's like he understood that was really true. It wasn't coming from a place of, again, whitewashing or just, sugarcoating things or whatever. There's the Alpidin, that's what we saw, because that's Emes. Emes has to be, nothing about this Hashem has a kiyum unless it's emistic. So, as Bradish was also, his whole avoda was to find that emes, because the deepest emes is that yitak is a chelik l'kam yimal mamish, and the male everything has to flow from that nikkud of emes, either things that are that the Yid does good is highlighted by that MS of Chelek Elokim Al Mamish, or what they do that's not in line with that is superficial and temporary and not essential to who the person is. But either way, it's about finding the emes and what this is Hashem and Nishmas Yisrael. Schus Yalgan Alein about Kol Yisrael. Shbezechet Ev Lichtig Erev Shabbos, Lichtig Shabbos. Like I said, good beginnings, a good middle, and a good end with Hashem, and then a good beginning again.